Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply most popular diets. In the United States alone, over 45 million people go on a diet every year. And also in the United States alone, over $33 billion are spent on weight loss products every year. That means that you know someone or are someone who's been on a diet, going on a diet, or are thinking about a diet. Everyone seems to be on or going on a diet, yet we have the highest rate of obesity than any other country in the world. That means that oftentimes either diets are not strictly adhered to or they just don't work at all. Well, in business, diets are also important because oftentimes businesses become unhealthy and they need diets in order to get them back on track. As a leader, as someone running your own show, owning your own business, it's important to have a healthy business diet. These are the principles that you put in place that not only help you grow, but they help your team to become fit and strong and healthy. What is that? Of course, you knew that diet was going to be our acronym for today. The four key principles to implement in order to make sure that your business remains lean and mean. That D in our diet acronym reminds us of the importance of distance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, distance. This is simply the fine art of separating yourself from everyone in your circle that is not producing or is counterproductive to your goal. That means that you're distancing yourself from time wasters, foolish talkers, negative thinkers, chronic underachievers, uncommitted entrepreneurs, and the indecisive. It simply means that you're going to remove yourself from those individuals long enough for you to accomplish your goal. Every traditional dieter has to have the art of distance. That means they may stay away from pumpkin pie and chocolate cake and vanilla ice cream. They've got to distance themselves from those fatty foods and fried foods and candy bars and sodas that don't yield themselves to their long-term success. By the same token, my friends, there are people in everyone's life that pull them down, that make them less healthy, that are not the most productive. Well, how do you distance yourself from those individuals? First, you become mission-minded. Yes, mission-minded. That simply means that you focus and hone in on your mission and your mission only. If you've ever seen those popular movies that feature Tom Cruise called Mission Impossible, the handful of guys and girls were focused on a singular objective. Well, you didn't see that. You could notice they didn't have a lot of time to hang out and joke and laugh and play. No, they had a mission to accomplish. By the same token, my friends, when you are mission-minded, you become consistently constructive and permanently productive. And by default, it's going to cause people to move away from you because you don't have time for things that don't make sense. That I in our diet acronym reminds us of the importance of innovation. I like to submit to you that we were created by the Creator to create. Many people simply consume the things that are already created, but we've got the capacity to create ourselves. Now, you may not create the latest iPhone. You might not make the next Android. You may not make the next technological advancement, and you may not make the contribution that changes science significantly, but that doesn't mean that you don't have a creation on the inside of you. As a business leader, we are constantly creating new systems and processes, new solutions to problems, better ways of doing things. I challenge you to never never ignore your creative capacity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, your mind has power. Just like somebody created something as simple as the number two pencil. Then somebody created something as simple as the eraser. You can also create something. Your innovation is what's going to lead you to the next level in your organization. I challenge everybody within my company at every meeting we have that they must bring an innovative thought to the table. Because if everybody's not thinking about the business, if everybody's not creating new ways for us to get better, how can we grow? The innovations are important. That's why we see so many new diets that come up on the market. You can go online and you'll find dozens of them, hundreds of them. Why? They've been innovated, created by someone who was looking for a more effective way. That ENR, a diet acronym, reminds us of the importance of evaluations. You know, when people are on a diet, they go on the scale all the time. They're looking to see how much weight they've lost. Some dieters avoid the scale because they know they hadn't lost any weight. Well, you know, it's necessary because you've got to evaluate where you are. And if you're dieting, the only way you can evaluate yourself is on a scale. Well, in business, we've got another method of evaluation. I challenge you to embrace the self-evaluation technique. Another one of an acronym within an acronym, if you will. That S says that I have to evaluate constantly my significance. Am I making a difference in my life and in the lives of others? Then I've got to evaluate my effort. Am I giving my all to the mission I've chosen, or am I contributing part-time energy and expecting full-time benefits? Then I have to evaluate my leadership. Am I pleased with the example I'm setting for those who look up to me? Then finally, I have to evaluate my fluency. Am I learning everything I need to know in order to be well-versed in my industry? The terms, the regulations, the best practices, the policies, all of the things that I need to know in order to become fluent at my role and in my responsibility. That's just a simple mechanism. I call it the self-evaluation technique. Four ways that you can have a scale or a measuring stick to determine how much better you're getting. And remember, we're only looking to get better ourselves. We're not looking to compete with anybody else. We're not looking to outdo anyone else. Anybody that is working to lose weight, they've got their own personal goal. You can't look at them and tell them whether they're doing a great job or not. They may have weighed 300 pounds more than when you look at them today. But everybody has a self-evaluation, and in business, I challenge you to use that self-technique to evaluate your efforts. And finally, my friends, that T is for teamwork. Yes, that T in our diet acronym reminds us of the importance of teamwork. Now, you heard a lot of terminologies related to team. You've heard the term, there's no I in team. You've heard that teamwork makes the dream work. Well, let me submit to you a Wallace original, if I might. I always like to say within our organization that teamwork is seam work. Yes, true teamwork is seam work. If you know anything about a fabric and upholstery, you know that every garment made has a seam. That's when the two pieces of fabric connect and you can only see the line that is connecting. But if you flip that fabric over, you'll see all the stitching that took place in order to make that seamless line come to fruition. My friends and neighbors, teamwork is seam work. It's the art of creating a seamless connection between you and someone else. They may not know all the things behind the scene, or in this case, behind the seam. They may not know it, but it's a lot that takes place in order to keep that stitching just right. My friends and neighbors, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and let me make this bold yet accurate proclamation. Soft skills certifications from Success Training Institute will help you grow your life and your business. Enroll today. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.